USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic-led House Budget Committee is ripping President Trump's budget proposal. Kentucky Democrat John Yarmuth says only a few months after Democrats and Republicans came together on a bipartisan budget, President Trump's budget breaks many of his promises.
Less than a week after promising Medicare and Social Security would be safe from harsh budget cuts, the president went and proposed slashing a $500 billion from Medicare, knowing it would hurt seniors and cut Social Security by at least $24 billion.
Meanwhile, Arkansas Republican and Budget Ranking Committee member Steve Womack criticizes the Democrats for not doing their own budget.
I applaud the president for actually doing a budget. Here in the House, the Budget Committee hasn't provided a budget.
A winter snowstorm is bringing snow, sleet, and freezing rain to parts of Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Two more presidential candidates are calling it quits. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Businessman Andrew Yang and Colorado Senator Michael Bennett both announcing after the New Hampshire results came clear that they were dropping out of the race. Yang was asked on the morning after what his next move might be.
I'm more attracted to executive roles than legislative ones because I think you can get more done, you can get your hands dirtier and actually roll up your sleeves.
Now that Yang has dropped out of the race, there's speculation he might run for New York City mayor. A top advisor to presidential candidate and former mayor himself, Mike Bloomberg, says it would be a natural next step for the math whiz to take. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Mortgage applications are slightly up. The Mortgage Bankers Association reports total applications rose 1.1% last week. Applications to refinance existing mortgages also rose 5%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The New Hampshire primary is in the books and Bernie Sanders is the winner once again. The Vermont senator won his neighboring state last night just like he did in 2016. This time he beat out former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Hillary Clinton won New Hampshire by the slimmest of margins in 2016, and according to Paul Roy, who's a business owner, he tells Fox News it'll be tough sledding for any Democrats in New Hampshire due to the economy under President Trump.
As long as he stays the course, I mean, everything is going very, very well for us. From the depths of the recession to today, we've increased our employees by almost 80 people. We've increased our volume by almost $100 million. And as long as those patterns stay true, we'll continue to do well. But our one restrictor right now is we don't have enough trained personnel to work for us.
What do you mean?
Well, there isn't a company in the state right now that has all their positions filled.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is starting 2 days of talks with NATO allies by calling them to devote at least 2% of their GDPs to defense.
And then, of course, of utmost importance to the alliance is alliance readiness, and that begins with increased burden sharing, a commitment to the 2% of GDP. So a lot of important issues to discuss.
Speaking in Brussels, Esper says there's a lot to talk about, including the way to move forward in Afghanistan and expanding efforts in Iraq. He also told reporters earlier he wants to see more NATO forces in Iraq so U.S. troops can come home. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.